This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're so happy you joined us for the stream. We just want to say welcome to all our friends and family out there. I'm so excited for what God wants to say to us today. But before we get started, let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch our ears. God, touch our hearts, touch our spirits. God, let us hear exactly what we need to hear today. God, I thank you, Lord, you know exactly where we are. You know exactly what we're thinking about. You know exactly what we're concerned about, God, and you care for us, God, and so you want to speak to us, God. I know that you're going to say something to us in a profound way today. So, God, we thank you that, God, our hearts are open and our ears are open to you today. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. I want to share something with you today that just has been on my heart. And as I was praying this week, this question jumped up, and it was, what is our dominant thought? What is the dominant thought of a believer? You know, because, you know, the lost have all kinds of thoughts. And before we came to Christ, we had all kinds of different thoughts. We were concerned with this, and we were concerned with that, and we were selfish in this area, and we were concerned with stuff that we shouldn't be concerned with. But what is our dominant thought? What should our dominant thought be now as Christians? And so I want to take a look at Matthew 6, 31 through 34. If you'll go with me in your Bible, Matthew 6, 31 through 34. I want to talk about the dominant thought. The dominant thought. And it says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Wow. I just think about all the anxiety in the world right now. I think about all the things that we're concerned about. We get concerned about job security. We get concerned about payroll. We get concerned about our health. We get concerned about food. We get concerned about the finances in our home. We're concerned about all kinds of stuff. But actually, the Bible tells us, Jesus is telling us, don't be concerned about these things. Don't be concerned about what you'll eat, what you'll drink, what you'll wear. Don't be concerned. We have to live in this material world, but still not be so concerned and so dominated by material things. Far too often, we're thinking about what it is that we want and what it is that we need and what it is that needs to be provided. But actually, God is saying, don't worry about these things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. So when you were lost, when you weren't saved, before you came to Christ, and people that aren't following Christ today are worried about where their next paycheck is coming from. They're worried about job security. They're worried about if they're going to get sick. They're worried about what they're going to eat. They're worried about all these things. But those are the things that dominate the mindset of an unbeliever. Jesus is telling us, Jesus is challenging us today, don't be dominated with that thought process, because your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. God already knows all your needs. Here's the great news. God is all-knowing. He knows everything. He knows all of history. He knows all that is to come. He knows everything about your life. He knows everything about my life. And he knows all of our needs, from the smallest need to the biggest need. That's right. He knows if you're looking for a husband. He knows if you're looking for a wife right now. He knows if you need a new vehicle. He knows if you need a new home for your family. He knows down to the small things. He knows what your finances are concerning you right now. And it says he knows not some of your needs. He knows all of your needs. And that gives me such peace today. And I hope that gives you peace today. I hope you rest. If you just type in right now, rest. It's important for us to rest and have peace in the fact that God knows all of our needs. And then Jesus tells us what the dominant thought. Would you like to know what the dominant thought of a believer should be? Because it tells us right here in Matthew 6:33. I love it. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously. Our dominant thought should be seeking God's kingdom and living righteously. So I want to live right and I want to seek his kingdom. I want to live according to what Jesus shows me, what Jesus modeled, what Jesus taught, and I want to seek the kingdom. And this isn't just I'm looking with my eyeballs, but I'm actually seeking it. I'm actually looking to establish this in my life. I'm not just looking with my eyes to see something, but I want to see it established in my life, in my family, and in my circle of influence. When I talk about seeking the kingdom of God, I'm talking about what can I do to bring God's grace, God's love, God's gentleness, God's mercy, God's justice into my life, into my family, and into my circle of influence. Who do I have authority? Where do I have authority to speak? What open doors do I have to begin to be a beacon of God's kingdom, begin a beacon of the qualities of heaven, to begin to spread the love, true love, the love of God, to begin to spread the hope of Jesus Christ, to begin to stir up the fruits of the Spirit, and we begin to establish kingdom values in our life and establish kingdom values in our homes. We have a unique opportunity while we're shut in with our families, begin to establish kingdom values in your home. The grace of God, the love of God, forgiving, being long-suffering with each other. And so we see we're supposed to seek first the kingdom above all else and live right. And then here is the great reward we get. It says, and he will give you everything you need. When we live right, according to the ways of Christ and the teachings of Christ, and we seek out God's kingdom, guess what? He's going to supply all our needs. The Bible says he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. And so I'm excited about that. That God knows all my needs. He's going to supply all my needs. And I realize I'm not counting on me. I'm not depending on me. It's not Jehovah Joshua. It's Jehovah Jireh. I'm depending on God. One of his names, one of the things that he loves to do, and it greatly pleases him, is to provide for his children. And so I'm not trying to provide for myself today. I am an extension of the source. I'm not the source. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do the work that I'm supposed to do, but I'm an extension of the source. He is the source. He is Jehovah Jireh. And when we plug into him, he provides all our needs. All we need to do is follow the word of God, follow the teachings of Jesus, and seek the kingdom. And then Jesus gives us this wonderful, beautiful wrap up. He concludes it with this verse 34. He says, so don't worry about tomorrow. Man, if this is something that we can take to heart, it says in Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing. You know, make your prayers, make your supplication, make your requests known. But don't be anxious, because far often we're worried about something that might never happen. How do you know the future? You don't know the future. It could be better than you expected. It could be worse than you expected. So Jesus tells us, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't be overly concerned. Don't get anxious about what's going to go on tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to bring its own worries. Today's troubles are enough for today. And here is the great revelation, is how are you going to win the battle today while you're worried about tomorrow? How are you gonna be victorious today when you're too concerned and too stressed out about tomorrow? God is saying to us today, focus on today. Focus on the challenges. Focus on the battle, because God wants you to be victorious today. And you know what else? There's blessings for you to walk in today. When we're so focused on tomorrow, guess what? We don't see the big blessings and even the small blessings. What about when we're so focused on getting out of being shut in and getting out of quarantine, we don't even realize the blessing of having our family close to us in this season, being able to spend a little extra time with our family. So don't be so concerned about tomorrow that you don't see the blessing and you don't see the how to win today. So God wants us to win today. What is your dominant thought? I hope that you are shifting your mindset. I hope that you're seeing things the way that God wants us to see. I hope that you're not just worried about the same thing that everybody else is worried about, because Jesus is telling us, don't worry about those things. I'm going to help those things. I'm going to make sure those things are covered. As long as you are living the way you're supposed to live and seeking me out, seeking my kingdom, I've got all that covered. Will you let me pray with you today? God, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch our hearts today and touch our minds. God, I thank you that you would shift our perspective. Far too often, we can get distracted, we can get worried, we can get anxious about the wrong things, God. But I thank you, Lord, that we would not be dominated by that, but we would have the dominant thought that we want to live right. We want to live according to the teachings of Christ and the example of Christ, and we want to seek out your kingdom. Above anything else, we want to seek out your kingdom and live right. So God, help us to make that mental shift today. Help us to make that faith shift today, God, and knowing that you will supply all of our needs, from the biggest need to the smallest need, you've got us covered. And maybe you're saying while we're praying right now, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. Pastor, I've kind of drifted from God. Maybe you're there and you say, you know what, I never really gave my heart to Jesus 100%. And this is a moment that you can connect with him. This is a moment that you can say, yes, God, I need you. Jesus, I need you. I've tried it on my own. It's not working out. I need something extra. I need some help. And Jesus is standing right there at the door knocking, and he's saying, I am available to you. If that's you and you say, I've drifted from him, or I've never given him 100%, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I want to give you my heart today. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Jesus, thank you for taking my sins and my failures away. Jesus, thank you for supplying a better way for me. I give you my life. I'm sorry for my sins and my failures. Teach me how to walk with you. Teach me how to be like you. I give you my heart completely. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that you take this word, that you run with it, that you hide it in your heart, that you make your life productive by putting the word of God in you and letting the fruit, letting the harvest of his spirit come alive in you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.